listen to this thing. With us? Rav Rachi, Rishem Rav Simon Omar. This is Kedoshim Chavdalad Gimel. Masa Bikatani Biaba Yosi Ishseso. Rav Rachi says, I once visited Yosi Ishseso, Shoy Yoshe Vishon Al Pesach Mayan. You should remember this message. I once said it, I think, as I first heard last year, I think I once said it in class. He was studying Torah at a spring, at a well. Isgale ilu ahurucho davashori tamon. The spirit living in that well, in that spring, appeared to him. Amale said to him, Atun yadun kamishnin anashori hocha. Do you know how long I'm living in this well? The atun, the nafkan, atun, the sheikhan, the ramshu, the tiara, bless atun, the snaskin. And your women and children come and draw water from the well, morning and night. I never bothered them. I never attacked them. I'm a friendly spirit. But, ukudantan yadin, but now you better know, a ruach bishboi mishra hochi. An evil spirit wants to sneak into this well. He damages people. Amalei man nevad, what can we do? Amalei ozel v'yased b'bnei mosa. Go to the townsmen and let them know. And tell them, Amalehun, man dis the makush, man dis the pas, man dis the magrufo. Whoever has a hammer, a rake, Yafkun hocha lemocho, come here tomorrow morning. Imitzamchi diyoma, when the morning dawns, v'yismitzaklon alapi maya, pay attention to the surface of the water. Got inun chamyan ervubi de maya, when you will see turbulence in the water, your makshin beparzoi, bang with your tools that you came with, v'amrin and say. Didon nosach, didon nosach. We're winning. Lo yofkum in hocha, don't leave. Ad esman de yavon charodo de dom alapimaya. Until you see some blood appear on the surface. Then you know that I struggled with the other spirit that killed him. These medoshes. True measures. Okay. That's what I said over and over to you so many times. These are the Goshen that in the story, their fantasy form, right, gets across a tremendous message. Message is partly what you started to say, you started to trouble you. Times have changed. There's change. We learn to live with friendly spirits, but they don't say friendly. Bad spirits want to come in also. How do you prevent it? Number one is, you should know that's true. Go asad b'mnei mosa, tell people. If you don't know, you can't do anything. Second, you have to have a conviction that we will. If you approach it despondently, there's nothing to do, we're losing out, the world is running away from us, all the bad spirits are taking over. I was upstairs to give shalom there, and I saw a paper, newspaper today, says that Hamas and PLO are making a shituf. Wonderful thing. Marvelous thing. Couldn't be better for us. Sounds terrible, yeah? Our government is so stupid. They can't see bad spirits coming in. They took our PLO as a friend, my partner, my peace partner. Peace partner, he says, I'm going to kill him. He's my peace partner. He says he's going to kill me. Eh, he's my peace partner. Well, how's it be? Right. So Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to save Am Yisrael, said, okay, now PLO, now joining Hamas. Hamas has one reason for existence. To destroy Am Yisrael or every Jew wherever they find him. That's Hamolik reincarnated. Right? Good. Now maybe maybe now will understand. Because they don't know that the bad spirits, you can't help yourself. Maybe this morning the Hamas let you know, I'm a bad spirit, I'm coming in.
At this point, the world is too blind to even see that.
The what?
At this point, the world is too blind to even see that.
All right. So, that's because maybe we're not making enough noise. It's come with your tools and bang, bang, and make noise. Say, didon natsach. There's no other way. The world will collapse otherwise. Im lo brisi yomam balayla chuk l'shmayim lo chasamti. That's a reality. That's a. It's not a hope. It's a statement. As significant as gravitation, magnetism, electricity, the world has forces that keep it together. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't forget, gravitation holds the world together, magnetism, but you should know, in lo brisi yom v'layla, chok shmayim lo samti. That brisi yom v'layla is what holds the world together.
Okay,
now we got off on this little choices on that, let's go see, yeah.
By the contract for, yeah, for Pesach, at the end it says you bring the shtar, you go to Mr. Redman.
Right.
At the end, the handshake. So what? After the handshake, go to the mikvah.
Which one?
Mr. Redman is the goy from Mechirat Chametz.
That's what showed it by Mr. Redman. Tuvas Zav from the Yudches Dvorim, it doesn't exist nowadays. We have no Tumah nowadays. Tumah died in Eretz Amim, Tumah died in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Tumah anymore. There's Isur, but not Tumah. You can't sleep with your wife sometimes, not because she's a Nida and she's Tomei, because she's a Nida and she's Asura. Nida's not Tomei anymore.
So why does she go to the mikveh?
Because Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. The mikveh takes off Isur, doesn't only take off Tumah.
And we do Negelwasser in the morning.
I'm sorry?
Why do we do Negelwasser in the morning?
Because if Chazal didn't make up that thing, you'd walk around with dirty hands. Why the only Netilas Adayim is what for a reason? To teach you that you're an Am Kodosh. All man-made. Gimmicks that Kodosh Baruch Hu gave the people Seichel, right? I mean, you said yourself, you're dealing all day intermingling with the goyim, etc. There, you can forget that you're a Jew. If I have to go ahead, right, and wash my hands in the morning, and put on tzitzis, right, and make brochas and so on. These are all gimmicks. All gimmicks that kept us alive all these years. That's what I said to you, on the Agoda. Because Baruch gave us the Torah and told the Rabbanon, do something to save my place in this world. I need an Am Kodosh. So they gave us all these wonderful things. Tumor. I saw a little two volume came out on Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. A stupid publication that should never have been allowed, because it's something they did to the Rav a few years ago. There, scribbled down on the way to his apartment across the street. 30 boys surrounded him and asked 30 questions. He gave 30 answers, and someone wrote them all down. Doesn't know which answer going to which question or what question answered. He did that to Shlomo Zalman now. Terrible impact. But in Beinish, a few little things there are of course of a value. So he asked him, can I? You should need to make a bracha. If a man would have urine leaking from him or feces coming out of him, right, then he couldn't make a bracha. So how come a Isha Nido, when she's menstruating, how come she can make a bracha? What was his answer? He says, what's wrong with a woman menstruating? Who said that's not clean? It's perfectly natural. It's a normal thing. Could have broken made it that way. Nothing unclean about it. Nothing tumor about it. Yeah. The proper answer. What is he saying? What's abhorrent, what is considered to be not noki, what's considered to be not clean, is what the halacha says is not clean. Okay, let's do a little bit better.
So does it mean there's no tumat mit in our day either?
I'm sorry?
So if there's no tuma in our day anymore?
What's that?
There's no tumat mit?
You're a kohen?
I'm not a kohen.
No tumas mit for you.
For a kohen?
Tuma isu.
Isu, okay.
No tuma. No tuma.
Because they're all tame.
Huh?
No tuma because everyone's tame.
The what?
No tuma because no one's tame or no tuma because everyone's tame?
What do you mean? No one is tame.
No one.
A Kohen touches a mess, he violates an Isu. In the Hilchos Tumah B'Tale, he becomes an Avatume. If he touches you, you don't become Tome. He's not an Avatume. He's a Shegetz for being retired himself a mess. He doesn't become Tome.
So then what was...
There's no Tumah to transfer anymore.
What was with the Kli Cheres doors in Shaarei Tzedek?
I don't know what you mean. I never heard this. Kli Cheres doors? No.
No, please.
You're talking about. Are you talking about the solution at Hadassah?
Maybe it was Hadassah.
Hadassah with the guy with the eyes.
Yeah. At the hospital, okay.
A little bit modified. Okay. There's a fellow by the name of Professor Bernstein. I met with him, and I was then. That was the summers when I used to spend my summers at the Institute of Science and Halacha, the Mechom Adila Bayit Halacha in Bayit Vegan. Zev Lev, one who founded the Lev Institute in Yerushalayim. Yeah. Zev Lev was a close chav of mine. Right. When we came for the summer, he would go away on vacation, and I took over the institute. Yeah. Whatever official duties had to be done, they really were not little, except to continue the projects that were going on. One of the projects was this maneuver. A leftist professor who held in high esteem at Hadassah had a collection of eyes. He's a ophthalmologist. And he used them for teaching purposes of abnormalities. He had them in jars. Kohen couldn't go in. So he wanted to make sure to fence off his area. So we put out a pipe outside his window where if you wanted to, you could slip the jar out through the pipe, and we announced that anyone wants to remove the jar, got to go out that way. So Sof Tumah Lotzeis is over there, otherwise it will be in time. Second, they put in a half revolving door so that at no time would there be an open. A regular door open up, that's an opening. Then Tumah can go in. If you have a revolving door, it's sealed, there's no Pesach Tefach. Yeah, so that in order to fit in there, there had to be only a half revolving door. That was one of the projects we did.
But all this was only for the Esor because of the...
For the Esor, so Kohen should be allowed to come into the hospital, to get that area of the hospital.
Did they take all the construction costs out of his paycheck?
Hello?
Did they take the construction costs out of his paycheck?
Unfortunately, Eretz Yisrael is still not controlled by the Rav HaRoshi. It's a very interesting circumstance over there. It's, I find it very disturbing. The street is antagonistic to Torah. The leftists did a tremendous job there of debasing the Frum community and so on. I mean, part of the solace that we're having now, a good part of the solace, is from Machivayich Marisayich Mimechi Tseu. It's from our leftists, not only from the Arabs.
Well, then, Rabbi,
the worst things that have been said has come out of the mouth of the leftists.
To be fair, there's a lot of shtick that goes on with the Rabbanut between the Kashrus and the Geirus and the
Yeah, that doesn't add any cover to us, of course.
It doesn't. And it makes the situation worse. And it debases.
100%.
We do a lot of damage to ourselves.
Look, that we're lacking leadership in our community, of course. I mean, there's no respect for the Rabbonim, although, I mean, what was a terrible loss to Am Yisrael was the attack now on Rav Ad Yosef's Shlita. I think the untouchable no longer exists. Anyway, you don't sound about Rav Ad Yosef. He has the whole Sfaradic community behind him, etc., etc. But they did. They planned a march. They planned a mass protest because of his stand on Gaelus, that he gave credence to the Gaelus in the army. Yeah. I mean, who allowed that to happen? Meaning, who allowed the protest to happen? You disagree with him, disagree with him. And suddenly, why? Because there's thought control there from the other side also. The Yeshivish world, right, has Rabbi Yoshev Shlita, and the Russians disagreed, so they're coming to defend Rav Yoshev against Rav Adya Yosef. Who asked them to mix in? Anyway, people, let's do a little gemara.
One more question. When was the tumor removed?
What was that?
When did we say tumor was removed from the world?
At what time? It's tumor eras ha'amim. Destroyed most tumor, all tumor.
Eretz ha'amim?
The Rabbanu Magoza, that outside Eretz Yisrael, you're stepping outside Eretz Yisrael, you become Tomei. Yeah. But you also had all the Yudches Dvorim in the beginning of Shabbos, that Beshamai and Yisrael argued and Beshamai won. And then came along little by little and they Mubatal the Yudches Dvorim. All the Yudches Dvorim involved basically Tumah and Tara. Okay. Pick up the Gemara. I think the last sugya we handled in detail, we've been basically reviewing and going into greater depth. Pick up again from pick up again from my Havalah, at the middle of Beis Amid Beis. My Havalah. The question was whether Madrikim inail in air. You with us? So we know that Akhushi Mitzvah, that was negated, because in the Menorah they did that way. Since the Menorah and the Beis Hamikdash, they lit one psila from the next psila. So we know we don't worry about a Kushi Mitzvah. As long as there was no chol kisim in between, it was okay. Amar Avuna Breda Shua, Chazina. I had loka osa mitzvah, the mandikim in el and el. Because, what are you doing? you're going from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. There's nothing whole got sneaked in between. If, however, lighting the candle is not considered to be a mitzvah, then I lit the candle on one menorah that made it into a mitzvah. Now I want to go ahead and light another menorah from it. I'm not doing a mitzvah when I light it. I'll do a mitzvah when I place that candle in its proper place, in Pesach HaChotzer, where there's Pesumi Niso. Therefore, there is a gap between mitzvah and mitzvah. Therefore, it'll be also to do so. I hanochos a mitzvah, eva likim in el ne'er. Di boilu ad lokos a mitzvah, hanochos a mitzvah. Toshma, I can prove it to you, right? That what? That Hanocha osa mitzvah. Why? Domarova, Hoyotophos Nechanukah Omid, he lit the Nechanukah and he's holding on to it. He doesn't put it down. Right? Lo osa lo klum. Shema mena Hanocha osa mitzvah. If Hadlocha osa mitzvah, he lit the locha, he's standing there holding it. There's Pusumi Nisa, people see it. And for the Gemara, no, they don't see it as Pesumi Niso. Why? Was anyone seeing a man holding a candle in his hand doesn't jump to say, oh, it must be Chanukah and he's lighting L'shem Chanukah. It must be dark and he's looking for something. L'tzorcho, he's doing it for his own needs. That's why it's no good, because it lacks the message of Pesumi Niso. Toshma, Omar Rava, try again. Hidlika bibifinim, Lucille, also clue. He lit it inside and then he took it outside where there's Pesuminiso. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Iyamad Bishma Adlokos mitzvah. I understand, Hadloka bim komo vinen. I need it, you should light it where there's a mitzvah. He didn't light it in a moko mitzvah. Right? He lit it, and now he'll be mefasen the nest when he puts it where it belongs. And for the Gemara, no, for the same reason. Why? Why? If they'll see him lighting it, and he's in the living room when he lights it, right? And then he goes ahead and he puts it outside. People won't say he did it l'shem mitzvah. They'll say the reason he lit it was not l'shem mitzvah. He did it for his own purposes, for secular purposes. And now we had to get rid of it. He put it outside. They will not associate this. In other words, that gap between where he lights it, not because of the mitzvah of Hadloka or the mitzvah of Hanocha, but because it lacks the whole gestalt of doing something unusual in the name of Hanukkah. He seems to be behaving normal behavior. In those days, there's no electricity. He wanted some light in the room, you lit a candle. He lit a candle, he walked around with it and put it outside. No one will associate this with a special mitzvah type of activity. Toshma, Yom HaRamshuv Malivi, if someone lit Friday, Ashish is ready a big quantity of oil. Okay, a vessel with a lot of oil, and it burnt all Shabbos. So a nice thing in my. I didn't realize that they decided to do it in my son-in-law's house, in Shapshar Rappaport. He has a big vessel of oil, and it burns 24 hours a day, all year. Yeah. And I said, what this is? They decided Rachman Aslan, so many of the families were killed in the Holocaust. Nobody knows when. So we need to light a candle for Yahrzeit. Most likely every day there was Yahrzeit. So he lights a Yahrzeit globe that burns the whole time, right? In memory of those that were killed. You know, a large quantity of oil, kol hayom kulu, didn't go out. Motzoi Shabbos, it's burning already. And it's Hanukkah Motzoi Shabbos too. So I now have a lamp for Hanukkah also, let it keep on burning. No. Motzoi Shabbos mechabe umadlika. Motzoi Shabbos, you have to blow it out. You want it to serve as a Hanukkah, you can use the same oil, relight it. Right? Then you need a new Hanukkah for the Motzoi Shabbos night of Hanukkah. Then it should have been Hai Mechabe Umadlika. Not he blows it out and relights it, but Mechaba Magbia. He has to lift it up and put it down again, because Hanukkah Osemitzvah Umanicha Umadlika, and then lights it. If he lifts it up and it's lit, let's say the tzocho hu tzorich, he needs it to see better, he lifted it up. So what do you have to do? You have to blow it out, right? Put it down, and then relight it. The old midiko mevachina nashek, it shows the son of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, shema mina, broko se mitzvah, shema mina. Okay, I want to give you an assignment over Shabbos. And that's the next line. Next two lines. One, lahalochet, does your wife light Hanukkah candles? Independent of you. Number two, if you have daughters, now the mahadim and mahadim, each one lights, they too. What is the Mashma Gemara? He said, yeah. Hedrika chera shoyte bekota and also lo klum. Okay. We understand. Why? They're potter bar mitzvah, chera shoyte bekota. Well, therefore, it's not considered to be like a mitzvah which they can do for someone else. They're not mechuyev. They can't be a shliach for somebody else. Isha vada madlika. But a woman, certainly she has to light candles. What does that mean? Vada madlika. Should light candles, could light candles, may light candles, what does it mean? Isha vada madlika. Dama Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim chayovos b'nei Chanukah shavhein hoyu b'osuves. Okay, so look up in the Shulchan Aruch, Tofei Shayin Hei. And then we'll add to it what the Yerushalayim said. What is the role of a woman on Hanukkah? We just got through with Pesach. On Pesach, clearly, they said, Mishi Yeshu Baal Tocha Chometz Yeshu B'Koma Chomatzo, which is interpreted by almost everybody, plus everything else. There's no distinction between man and woman when it comes to the mitzvus of Pesach, meaning matzah, moro, hagodah, right, dalet kosos, etc. What about Hanukkah? Noshim achayavos, that means really equality. Therefore, you know, in order to be fair to your wife, one night you light, next night she lights. You know, nowadays especially, there's a little bit of a demand for more feminism in halacha. The only yeshudik, if it's a big mitzvah to light the candles, she also wants to do the mitzvah. Now, to understand this halacha, you need the next halacha too. Amar Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Yechayev B'ner Chanukah. And that's, we'll spend a lot of time on this, so you mentioned on Monday, the halacha of an Achsanoi. And who's an Achsanoi? That's why he literally needs a guest in someone else's house. Okay. What's called someone else's house? If you have a room that's reserved for you, if you're a guest in a hotel where you paid $100 a night for that room is your house.
If you're paying for a hotel room, then you're not achsen, you're not considered under, because you have ownership.
But make it a little more complicated. You have your room, yeah, but you eat in the dining room. They serve everybody in the dining room. So it's not exactly like your home, right? So you have what, a private sleeping home, but a public eating home, right? Okay. Which is the usual case of a guest. A guest, if you could afford the room, you assign a room to a guest. Okay, so that's his room for that time. And then, is he b'chuyu to light? And the question always is, then, next question?
Where?
Where he sleeps or where he eats? He sleeps is private. Where he eats is less private. Where he eats maybe more choshuv. The Shulchan Aruch handles it.
What about old style kibbutzim?
What?
Kibbutzim. Yeah. Everyone has their own apartment, but they eat in the cheder ochel.
Yeah, we have that. Shutim mebayis, that's in Shulchan Aruch also. Yeah. Right. What Rab Zeira do? I'm a Rab Zeira. And this is what sums up this whole problem of an Isha. What's her role in a longer stay at Hanukkah? Am Rab Zeira Meiresh Ki Avinu Beirav. When I went away for Yachar Kale to study, remember he was married, he has his own bezdin, but he'd go back to his Rebbe every now and then. Ki Avinu Beirav Mishtatafna Bepriti. I would go ahead and give him a coin, along with the others who were guests in the house. Basar the Nasibi, after I got married, Basar the Nasibi Itza, after I married a woman, which is what they usually do, right? Amina, I reconsidered. I said, Hashta Vade Lo Tzirichna. Certainly, I do not have to be mishate bepriti. I have no chiyuv mitzvah on me. Dekomadliki olai begav beisoi, because my wife is lighting candles at home. And that's what makes this thing. It's a beautiful sugya. What's that relationship? Like shlichus, there's no halacha on the gavra to light candles. The halacha is his house should have a candle lit. Maybe not even shlichus, but if your house it has a pirsumi nisa going, somehow the chanukah lamp got lit, then it's okay. You can't say that because we learned before cheres shoyt bekotan, no good. They can't light for you. You get the same pirsumi nisa after cheres shoyt bekotan lights as when you light. So no, there's a ma'aseh mitzvah that's involved. That's how Rabbanu were masaking Ner Chanukah. So there's a chiyuv gavra to light. Chiyuv gavra to light. So what's his wife lighting for him? He's not there. The answer is, it was a locha of ish ubeso. Kind of a mitzvah, and the household should portray should promulgate the Nes of Hanukkah. Therefore, if the wife is lighting, it's okay. But the wife now, therefore, is not a cheres shoyt bekotan. We said before, cheres shoyt bekotan, you're not yotzei. So a wife is better chesheret v'katan. It should be comforting to your wife, right? Let me stop here. I want to run through the few little tesis in here. So first, the machlok is Rashi and tesis imshat. Take the first case we have here. A lantern, hashishis, a lantern was lit erev Shabbos. Lechvod Chanukah, Rashi said. Look at Rashi. Hashishis, shedliko lemitzvos Chanukah be'erev Shabbos. So what do we have? Chanukah was Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So Friday before Lir Benson, he lit their Chanukah. It burnt all day. Now he has to light again. Shabbos night, he has to light. So what does the world say? Right, you have to blow it out. Even though it'll be the same Pirsumi Nisu without blowing out. But part of the Takanas Chavma was you should light each night Bimafasim the Nes. And since it's already lit from Erev Shabbos, it's no good. Look at Tosfos does. When Tomar Tosfos asks, Amay Mechabba Bechozo Madli? Bagbo Sagi, Kimon Da Nocha Ose Mitzvah. Otto Migorai Bluko Amedes Midika Hershoit Bekotan. Right now, we don't know yet to Paskin whether Hadloko or Hanocho is a mitzvah. So, right over here, if you would hold Hanocho is a mitzvah, why does he have to blow it out? Why can't he just lift it up? And now put it down with Shem Chanukah. Why? Chel Shait V'Kotan likes it. We said, no good. If Hadlokos a mitzvah, but if Hanochos a mitzvah, they could light it, you can put it out in the window. So why do you have to blow it out? Yeshoma Demairi Shediko. Look at that language. Mitrila So Lesor Shabbos. What's he saying? Different shot than the Gemara. Rashi said he lit it with Shem Chanukah Friday night, Friday before Shabbos. Therefore, it was a Ner Chanukah burning. Therefore, Tosfos, that's a good kasha. If it was a Ner Chanukah burning, all he had to do was lift it up, and now Hareini Muchen Mezumen, and put it down with Shem Chanukah. Because Hanochah was a mitzvah. I don't care how it got lit. Chershoit V'Kotel lights it. Also, he said, if Hadlokah Ose Mitzvah, no good. But if Hanochah Ose Mitzvah, they can light it, and then I'll put it in the window. So Tosfos says, you know what we're talking about here? That they lit it Shem Shabbos. He lit Shabbos candles. Shabbos menorah lasted all night, all day into the night. Now he wants to use that for Ner Chanukah. Oh, that's different. Cher Shoit V'Koton, their lighting didn't accomplish anything positive. There's nothing negative about their lighting. But if you lit it for Shabbos, it's negative. It's against Chanukah. I lit it for another purpose. A kavana was for something else. No kavana, Cher Shoit V'Koton is no kavana. Lighting it for Shabbos is a kavona ledover acher. It's a kavona shalom lotzeis. Even though we have aloche mitzvah say tzichus kavona, but kavona shalom lotzeis, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, cher shoyt v'katan is a lack of kavona. It's not a kavona shalom lotzeis, But if you go ahead and you light on the same Shabbos, it meant I did it for Shabbos, not for Hanukkah. So it's a kavana not to use it for Hanukkah. Therefore, it's worse than Chereshet V'Kotem.
So according to the Shita of Tosfot, if it was lit for Hanukkah, then he could just lift
then,
it.
Then, if you hold Hanukkah, it means you have to lift it up and put it down. Shema Mino, next Tosfos, Hadlokah Ose Mitzvah. Yeah, Tosfos sums up in one little Tosfos the whole Shulchan Aruch. So what is it? What's the deal nowadays? Do you like me nail and nail or not? That was the first question we posed. We muta l'hadli me nail and nail or not? You told me if Hadlokah Ose Mitzvah, muta l'hadli me nail and nail. Why? There's nothing chulin in between. If it's a mitzvah, I go right to mitzvah. Take a match, light it to the, kindle it to the first, and then use that to, oh, that's no good. Why? Because that match is not mitzvah. So it's a, it is what? Kisim, that's in between, all right. I can understand that. But if Hadlokah Ose Mitzvah, you said, Minel L'Nel is good. In the menorah, in the Mesamigas, we did it that way. We did Minel L'Nel. So how about today? Can you do that? So you can focus on it. People are using candles, not oil. Oil is hard to handle with oil. You're using candles. So you went ahead, you set up 8 candles the last night of Hanukkah. Right? You took a match, right? Your last match. Right? And you lit the first candle. And now the match blew out. The match went out. I have no other matches right now. I'm outside already lighting candles. Can I take that candle now and light the others with it and put it back with it? If Hadlokah Ose Mitzvah, it's perfectly mutter to do that. So do we do it or not? So Teisha says, if you hold Hadlokah Ose Mitzvah, you can't mutter l'hadim inel inel. U'mikol makom, kivon shenogu olam l'hachmir ein l'shanos haminot. A very important Teisha. These little Teisha, and I told you sometimes, are out of proportion. For what he's telling you is a fundamental halacha called minag yischol dinu. I had my belly full of minag yischol, tremendous machlokas and going on in Eretz Yisrael on kittis. Half the stuff that was in print was about kittis business.
There's a new rabbi in Efrat that said that the mutter.
Rabbi in Efrat, those things that in Eretz Yisrael, especially, maybe some shuls here too, they hand out all these printed things from different organizations, Divrei Torah, etc. Most of them spoke about kidneys. Yeah. That was a hot topic. Why? Because they're canola, and because of canola oil, and there was some rational things that were printed there. The basic rationale was. Minig has tokef. Minig has strength. There's no mitzvah to add to minog. Minig is not halacha. And on minig, we don't go ahead and madama me'inyin le'inyin, make a gzeir le'gzeir ha'minog. Don't make a gzeir le'zeir on the rabbanon. Take this canola oil business, which was the hottest topic. How come canola oil is also? And I personally hold this perfectly mutter. Why? The gzeira was made, you shouldn't mix up different kinds of flour. There's flour chamesh mini dogon, is the isokoris. They make flour from beans, etc. in the Middle East, very common. Therefore, they put an isok on bean flour. That's the main reason. Second reason they gave is in areas, because the goyim didn't live in the Far East, they lived basically in Europe, right, Spain, Italy, and so on. So that they were not too familiar with beans as a staple. So they saw beans planted alongside a wheat field. They planted a few beans and so on. It was now a major food. Therefore, they were afraid maybe also there'll be some grain mixed in with it when they harvest it. That's the second time that you find it in halacha, it mentioned halacha. But the ikatan is flour. The first time, the second time, yes or no. Mitzvah, no one plants beans alongside wheat as if it were a secondary crop. Beans are a major crop. In the Middle East, it's more than wheat. Therefore, the Ikzere, Ik Ikzere is flower to flower. Canola never became a flower. It's that Royal Achilles Odom.
What is canola?
Canola oil. That's the most common oil that your wife uses.
What is canola?
Canola is a plant that grows, but it grows a seed. That seed is rich in oil. But is that there's no Michael Odom from that plant except the oil.
Well, can we also make kidneyos? May kidneyos is not part of this gezeir.
That's another problem.
That's another problem.
All the years, shemen kidneyos was never part of the gezeir. I told you, I grew up, peanut oil was the only oil that was available, kosher Pesach. Planter's high hat peanut oil was every home. Then they came around, after that, shemen kidneys, they found some, I know who did these things, how did that develop suddenly? But shemen canola, which by the way has another more accurate name. What is the name?
Rapeseed.
They didn't like the name rape oil. Therefore, they changed the name to the name of the company that first made it. The name of the company was Canola Incorporated.
Oh.
And that's where the name came from. From an Italian company who first began producing canola oil. Okay. It's rapeseed oil. Why did they ask for rapeseed oil? Someone got up one morning and said, the rapeseed grows in a pod, like green peas in a pod. Xeira Shoba, pod. This pod is also. We learned before, and it goes in Xeira Lixeira. The first part is Xeira Otuchito. The second part is Xeira Otupad. That was a big tumult. So people wrote, Genug, at Kanakof Aleph, enough Xeiras, what are you making? Why? If it were the Rabbonon, then I have to think back. What would the Rabbonon have said under this new development? Then I can say, Kulu Chod Xeirahi. The Ili asked all things that grow in pots. Maybe that was the intent. Because many of them are made flour, that you can do if it's a takonis hachomim. It was not a takonis hachomim, it was a minhag ha-ga'onim. Takonis hachomim, then your people would also be bound by it. It's a minhag, meaning you people responding, I would say, Moichel, I have enough takonis, I don't need more minhagim, genug minhagim. What is Tosfos telling you here? Right? Kibbutz shenogo olam lahachmir ein lashanas haminhog. Very important statement. That minhog sometimes becomes halacha. When what? What does he require there? Shenogo olam. Widespread. That's called minhog Yisrael dinhu. Then it becomes a din. But thank God for the Sfaradim, they never accepted it. So it's not a no-go ha-olam. And here you have the next piece of Gemara is
Wait, but so if lo nagu ha'olam, then why can they not undo this minhaga by the Ashkenazim?
If there was any kind of quote supreme authority that we had, Sanhedrin, a business that's mekubal on the kol olam kulu, and to evaluate what the masav is today in Echanami. Jump. There's a little piece of Gemara here that I want to jump, just to, because it's critical, and if we just mentioned about Minhog and so on. Look what he says here.
To what, which stuff?
Yeah. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Levi. Continue, all right. So remember, I want you to check for me what is this, the matzav of a woman in her lakas ner. Well, you see, big malchokas shrei le machonim.
What stuff?
Let's see on Chav Kamel yet. That's where we're up to. Well, Rav Zera said, I don't have to give any coins to my host because my wife is lighting for me in my house. As what? As a shliach? As independent? No chiv on the woman or on the man, just on the house? Okay, look at this. What does he say here? Amar Shmuel ben Levi. Any oil is good, but olive oil is the best. I always wanted to use sesame oil for my Ner Chanukah because it burns more slowly. Moshe, it keeps burning longer. Even the Shoma Lord Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, right? That what Shemen Zayis is min amufcho, right? Mahadar Amishchud Zeisa. Oh my, why? Hide Solon Nehu Ritvei. The light, the flame of an olive oil is brighter, clearer. Therefore, it's more Hidu Mitzvah. I thought Hidu Mitzvah is longer. Right? But now when he tells me Shemen Zayis burns brighter, so Hidu Mitzvah is brighter than longer. And know something that from our background already. Remember, Neil Shabbos, we worry about maybe he will be mate, zero shemayate, that it'll flicker and it'll try to fix it. And therefore, he says, for Shabbos, everybody admits that Shemazai is his best because it doesn't lead to that danger of shemayate. Look at the little Taisus. Right, because he wanted to burn longer. He certainly did Shemen Zayis min amufchal, because it burns smoother. It's the psila sucks the oil better. In other words, there's less danger of flickering with Shemen Zayis than with other oils. And since Shabbos we worry about Gzeira Shemayate, therefore for Shabbos certainly Shemen Zayis is the best. In Eretz Yisrael, many the yeshiva like the Bnei Torah use only olive oil for Shabbos. They use the regular floating wicks you use too. In their soul, though, they have on the shelves Ner Zayis Lahadlaka, obviously a lower quality olive oil, it's sold cheaper for lighting. It's just regular. Okay, just jump quickly because it's good to see what happens when someone is a rov in town. Remember, I told you once, my Shvez Zatzal used to say to me, when you see a machlokes Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Brura, always pass like the Aruch HaShulchan, because he was a rov in town. Mishnah Brura never was a rov in town. He could afford to be machmer. A rov in town has to worry about impact on the people. Therefore, you don't jump to chumah so fast.
What time period was Aruch HaShulchan?
I'm sorry?
What time period was Aruch HaShulchan? Same time?
No. It's not from Chavos Chaim, yeah.
Yeah, contemporary.
Yeah. Okay, look just quickly, the Chavov, pick up. Pick up about below half the Omid. Rab Tafel Omer Emerikin Amashar Zayiz Bulvod. You have it? About 15 lines from the bottom. Yeah, 50, 60 lines from the bottom. Chavav. Rabbi Tafel Omer Emerikin Amashar Zayiz Bulvod. Okay, how's that? Comes out Talfa and gives a chumra. You must use Shema Zayas for Shabbos. Don't want Shabbos there. Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Araglo Biomar. Mayasu Anshi Bovel Shemim Shemesh Ela Shemesh Shum Shemim. What is the people in Bovel going to do? They don't have Shema Zayas. In Eretz Yisrael, you have olives lining all the streets, most common tree they plant is olive. So yeah, plenty of olive oil. So you tell me only light only Shema Zayis, where they start importing oil from Eretz Yisrael at great expense. Omayasu Anshei Modai in Meads, Shainam El Sharman Agozim. They only have walnut oil. This year, you noticed, Yosef, you noticed that your wife, did he cook in his Pesach? Are you away from Pesach? Yeah, a bunch of freeloaders, disappear for Pesach. But one of the most common oils that appeared on the market today were walnut oil and filbert oil.
I think we used
They have to be good quality oils, yeah.
I think my mother-in-law used canola oil.
Canola oil. No problem. In here, it's hard to get canola oil with Heksha, though. You need for Pesach. That's a soil. It's big, all over canola oil, but with big oysters. Rak la'ochli kitios. Right. Umar Yasu Anshe Alexander Jainam Hashem and Sononos. They only have radish oil, oil squeezed from radish seeds. Every seed has oil. That's how a seed stays alive, right? Because Rocha made it that every seed is rich in oil because oil is the most compact energy source. Rule, right? 4, 5, 9, right? Protein has 4 calories a gram, carbohydrate 5, and oil 9. That's why if you want to watch your diet, you look at the, now they have to put ingredients down, they'll tell you fat, something you don't want to hear, but American cheese, it says that's well, it says fat, it says 32%. 32% of that piece of cheese is fat, not proteins. So that's why. I said yellow cheese. Umayaso anshe kaputkia, wherever that is, sheilem lokach velokach el neft. All they have is benzene, and the benzene stinks. So you shouldn't light Hanukkah, you shouldn't light Shabbos candles. Ela ein lach, ela mash, omu chachomim, ein madlikin, period. Whatever Chazal said, ein madlikin, he said, ben b'shavo, one ein madlikin, okay. But if he didn't say ein madlikin, don't you come and put a chumra by saying you must have only Shem Azayas. Why? You can't tell me that's going to be a takona. You won't make a takona shenatziv yichol lamad bo. Then what then? It's a minig. That's all they use Shem Azayas. It's good for them. They can keep the minig. But we use radish oil. We use shumshun oil. So you have your protest against what? An attempt to put a chumra on everybody. Yeah, Shem Azayas is wonderful. It burns clear. There's less gzeir Hashem ayate. All that is right. So what? You want to be machpe? Be machpe. Don't put it on us. This is the way. Backs up what we just said. And who is this guy? Yochanan ben Nuri. See the expression. Omar Achaglov. Omar Ma Yasu. Meaning formal protest.
Snunot is radish oil.
Every seed oil. I never saw radish oil, but...
No, but snunot happens to be radish?
Snunot is radish. Okay.
So, what happens when someone takes on a chumrah or a minhag for themselves, but then when they have... And they don't put it on anyone else, but then they have their children. They raise their children in the house.
Right. Okay. There's a problem. First question is it an iddah? That's really the first question you have to ask. Right. Is it an iddah? Yeah. If it's an iddah, then they want to change it. You need a thousand dollars. And some reason for it. If it's an iddah because he thought it's a chumre, and you get more olam haba for it, and it turns out it's not true, then it's not a neda. But if he knows what it is, it's a neda. He meant it. He do mitzvah, he took a neda to use only Shem Azayas for Ner Shabbos and Chamei. So you got $1,000. I didn't know olive oil would become double the price as it has in the last few years, and so on and so forth. You have to have a masla, a reason to... Then they have a second halacha. It has to do with something that the Gemara will say here. Why we make a bracha? Ashay kitchonim so b'tzivonu. Right? Where's tzivonu? Shmuel didn't tell us about Neir Hanukkah. Right? Shalavicho v'yagetchos genecho yomuloch. Right? Olososu mekol ashay yirucha tupsuk mekol. Okay. Have in the middle, a few lines out. That's ready. A whole nice thing, Minig Beisav, has to do with Kibbutz Av, where the halacha, we'll discuss in detail. Shreya has a nice tshuva on that. Where the halacha comes in Nusach Tfile. And Havora. Whether you throw the comets out and then substitute a patach for everything, the way they do in Eretz Yisrael, there's no longer an awe, and only ivies, as if they had something in their mouth that stretches out, they can't say awe, they won't say ah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So Gabi Havora and Gabi Nusach. Yeah. There are many, many, many tshuvas written. I'll share with you. I'll try to photocopy the tshuva of the Shreya. where my Shreya Paskins, that you can go from Sfar to Ashkenaz, but not from Ashkenaz to Sfar. Actually, even there, he has other tshuvas that are that ameliorate that. But mini Beis Av is important, but that's still really with Kibbutz Av. It has nothing really to do in halacha. A private family doesn't make halacha. Yeah.
But if a father takes on, he being the first who originates, says, I want to take on this minhag.
Yeah.
And he said there's no problem with him saying to his children, okay, you don't have to do it. Right?
I said, we'll handle that on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell you an interesting story. Last year, Rav Porush, who was active in Israeli politics, a good Israel leader, Rav Porush passed away. Yeah. Rav Porush was a Yerushalmi Litvak. Familia Gore, he traced himself back. All his children became from Chassidim. He left the Tzavor, which was published last year. Tzavor was, in the Tzavor, he doesn't protest that they began following Minhogi Chassidim, which is that his minute, that is called Moichel. But on one condition, they must daven Nusach Ashkenaz. That he protests. That's all. But that's not a minig Beis Av. I think he was talking there a little bit lahalacha. It's not proper to change from Ashkenaz to Sfarad because Ashkenaz came first. Sfar was a modification by Rizal after Ashkenaz was established. Yeah. Therefore, he protested. Malocha, I think my Shreya Zatzal would have agreed. Yeah, it's also the change from Sfar, from Ashkenaz to Sfar.
So, what about when a woman marries?
She should be more careful who she marries. That's all. She wasn't looking, so she got caught with a sfar. Yeah. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Yeah. It looks like Mitchum next year I'll be saying Chul Yerudeya. So if anybody is interested, it's
Yerudeya will be given in the morning. Not known yet.
Yeah, depends who the boys are. Well, once I'm assigned what to do, then I do what I want. You see what shows itself. Yeah. I mean, Chulin is a reputable Masechet without Yerudeya. You can't learn Chulin without Yerudeya. It's not fair, you should. Yeah. But the emphasis on Yerudeya, which they have in Pesmicha, may not be necessary, but I think they're planning, I should say, Chul Yerudeya as two separate shoes. Holding the ask absolutely, they're in it, but okay.
I'm
so, take care. Good to see you.